But right now, we talk some Vandy baseball. A huge series win over the Tennessee Volunteers over the weekend. We bring in their head coach, Tim Corbin, who is on the line with us. And, Coach, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, and I thought you were in a pretty good position to even take it on Friday. You have to be proud of your boys.
Yeah, we were. I was, for certain. I mean, after that series, it felt like we grew a few years because of the competition, and it's good competition as well. It's a very good team, very good program, and to go there, obviously, you're fighting a lot of different elements besides playing really good players. So I'm glad we could pull it out. The first night was a tough ball game and kind of left you empty a little bit because you played well, but you may have had a chance to win 12 inches away from winning. Home run was taken away, but we responded well on Saturday and certainly yesterday. You know, you got both fighters won a round, and it comes down to the final round right there. So it was good entertainment, good competition.
Do you think Doyle was the big difference on Friday, though, with how well he pitched?
Yeah, there's no question about that. That's about as good as I've seen in a long period of time. You know, that kind of fastball. You know, he's holding on to 97, 99 in the seventh inning. We wanted to wear him down, and he was in one of those modes where he wasn't going to get worn down because he was throwing 71% strikes. So he's flooding the strike zone with a fastball. And as much as you want to get on top of it, you just don't face guys like him that spin the ball that like he does. I mean, that's major league stuff. So he held on to it. He's a really good competitor. He's a really good pitcher. And our goal was to try to get him out, and we couldn't get him out soon enough. We got him out in the seventh, and then we started to peck away a little bit, but it was kind of a little bit too late, and they had the big hits and we did not.
Obviously the run support was big on Saturday. You guys were able to strike first, but then they would answer in the bottom of the first inning. I mean, was that just all about trying to take the momentum whenever you could?
Well, I think, you know, Saturday and Sunday were – well, first of all, Friday's game, you know, we played such great defense because every single inning there was a defensive moment. We turned 3 double plays. We made some plays that were just out of the ordinary, and that kind of kept that game in place, but so didn't they. I mean, Ensley took, you know, in center field, probably took 3 runs away from us. And then you get to Saturday, and Saturday's more of us, you know, just running a lot. You know, we wanted to get on base against Phillips because we felt like if we got on base, we were going to move, and we did. You know, we stole 8 bases, and that's kind of how we got ourselves going. And then we played some good defense at the end, and we had a couple big hits in there too. And yesterday was just kind of the back and forth. I mean, you talk about counterpunching. That's exactly what that game was. We score, they score. We score, they score. It went that way throughout. When we didn't score, they didn't score. So you basically had 4 frames where both teams were going back and forth against one another, and we just happened to get one more run than they did at the end and hold on. And, you know, the bases loaded, 2 outs, you know, a lot of different things can happen. But McIlvain was very steady on the mound to get the last out.
You said when we started this that your guys grew, you know, from this series this weekend. How did you see that? How did you see them grow going up against a top team, not only in the country, but in the league, and then obviously this rivalry being what it is in the state?
I think just the ability to come back after losing Friday and then put a stamp on Saturday and then get into yesterday and knowing that that game meant a lot for both sides, whether it's ramifications in the postseason, whatever. It's just, you know, right now at the present, this is the most important thing. And the fact that we could just stay steady emotionally, I think that to me meant a lot, to kind of fight back a little bit, you know, emotionally and spiritually, and then also with the bat too. And, you know, when you have guys that stand up for their team like they do, it brings healthy, good competition. And when you can come out on the winning side in a very tough environment in Knoxville, then it does a lot for your team. It does a lot for your team's confidence, their moxie, how they responded to a tough situation and how they survived it. I just felt like novice competitors give in that environment. They do. And not even novice. Good competitors give in that environment. So you've got to be better than good in order to get through that. If you're not, you're not going to survive that inning or survive that game. And even to survive that ninth inning was a very special moment, because you got Ensley, who essentially is their heartbeat of their team, to lead off, and then they load the bases. You got two outs, but you got a seasoned catcher that's getting up to the plate that certainly can hit, and you know, we're just fortunate enough to get him out.
Talking to Tim Corbin on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Coach, what this year, 47 at Vanderbilt, what are we in on? 24?
What's it?
25?
23.
My goodness. Yeah. Hey, how do you approach it when you lose the first game? How do you calm your guys? Because if you lose that first game, you know what you got to do on Saturday or the next day. How much pressure is it on a team when you lose that first game? Do you talk about it, or do you hope the guys know what's at stake?
They all know what's at stake. I think the thing there is kind of reading your team a little bit. I mean, I was just talking to Clark Lee. He's just in my office, and we were just talking about the back and forth that exists in these moments. And he even asked me that same question. So Friday after it ends, it's basically a quick debrief. But I think the best time to put things in perspective of what the team needs to do is the next day before you play the next one. And that's exactly what we do. But I don't think you put too much on the moment. I think it's more about, these are the things that's going to take in order for us to win. I don't think you want to talk about circumstances. I don't think you want to say, we need this game, we've got to have this game, this is where we are right now. None of that really matters. What matters most is if you can stay really, really present on what you're going to do. And I think the best time to do that is right before the game. Your kids know, that they know, and our kids, you know, it's Tennessee. You got Tennessee kids on your team. You got a good team you're playing against. It's just, you got to respond favorably. And I thought we did in all phases.
Do you talk, and if you don't talk about this, I completely understand, but do you mm-hmm. talk to your team when you know the other team is going to be jawing at you? Do you tell your guys, don't back, or jaw a little bit, but don't take it too far? How do you approach that part of the game?
Well, you cover all sports besides, you know, just baseball. And I think the good football coaches are very good at getting their team to play with controlled adrenaline. I mean, they compete at such a high level, but it's almost like they get to those tipping points where they don't go over the edge. And I think obviously Saban does such a good job of that. James Franklin does such a good job of that. But really what it is not responding to the things that can set your team back. And I think, you know, before we played Louisville in 2019, you know, that College World Series game, we had to, you know, if we won, we go to the championship series, and we won it. But I told the team at that point, I said, something's going to happen during this game they're going to try to set you off, or the circumstances are going to try to set you off, and you're going to have to respond favorably with poise. And it did, and we did. And I felt like that was going to happen yesterday too. You know, we have a pitcher that works very fast. Oftentimes it can be grating on the opposition, because when you lift your eyes as a hitter, he's right on top of you. So I felt like that could potentially happen yesterday, and it did. But I thought both teams responded well, but for us, it was more about, no, this is about playing baseball. This is really about playing baseball well, and you can't play with anger. If you go down that road, anger is going to pull you away from what you want to accomplish. You can play motivated, but, you know, even in that case right there, even in the first inning, when Fisher, who's a hell of a player, a hell of a hitter, you know, he's just emotional going around the bases, but you know, our team, they, you know, they set something back in return, and Barzee did. And Barzee, the catcher, who's a young kid, he said something too, just to get him off the field. But in my opinion, the way Barzee responded was when he came up into the top of the second, hit the home run. That's how you respond.
Right.
That's the only thing that's going to affect the scoreboard. Talk and, you know, that side chatter, that doesn't help the scoreboard. All it does is it pulls you away from what you want to do. And what you want to do is play better baseball than the opponent. And I felt like we did that.
Not to do a hypothetical, but what crosses the line for you with a player in that incident on a Sunday? It was okay. I mean, there's jawing back and forth. I get that. But what crosses the line for you where you tell a player, like, this is too much?
A continuation of talk. You know, once it's over, it's over.
Right.
It's like if we've had brothers and sisters, we get into arguments, we get into fights. And then once it's over, it's over. And my dad always said that. Once you guys get into it, and, you know, if fist fights at home, but once it's over, it's gone. It's gone. Move on. And I think, you know, in anything, just like life, I mean, there, especially that's the great thing about team sports is they're almost gifts because you can't be a highly sensitive person and play a team sport
right.
as competitive as this is. Okay. You have to drop things really quick and move on. And what a gift that is in life. What a gift that is to kind of fall down for a short time, but then get yourself back up again and respond favorably to the situation. And if you can't do that, life is going to be really tough. So I think we're, you know, and as being a 63-year-old man, I think a lot of times I can try to put in proper perspective to our boys how they should respond and just guide them in the right area. And I think, you know, sometimes my players might look at me and go, I wish you would stand up for us a little bit more like that guy, whoever that guy might be. But, you know, I will do it, but I'll do it in my way, and I'll do it as professional as we possibly can and try to learn a lesson along the way on what's going to serve them right, because being emotional in life is only going to allow you to make bad decisions and put you in tough spots. And I don't want that for our kids. I want them to be able to act with calm, and you can't always do it, but you got to find your way there at some point in time.
Tim Corbin is with us, Vanderbilt's baseball coach, as they beat Tennessee over the weekend, take the series 2 out of 3. You know, when I look at this and how, you know, what Coach Vitale has done with Tennessee in building that program, they're obviously defending national champions. He's built it into a perennial powerhouse, much like you've done at Vanderbilt over your years there. Why is this rivalry so important for baseball? Because I think it's great to have both of these teams in the state playing at such a high level. How do you view that?
You said it, Chase. I mean, that you just said it. You think about these two programs, and they're in the same state. They're in Tennessee.
Yep.
They're in the same state. And between them, they've won 3 national championships. And Tony has taken his team to the College World Series, last 4 years?
Three of the last four.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, he's done some special things with that program, special, with some real special players. And then, you know, Vanderbilt, I've just been here a long time, you know, with this group, and we've been very, very consistent. And, you know, we've been to 4 national championship games. We've been to the College World Series 5 times. I mean, that's a lot of nice winning between two programs. And that should set up a rivalry. That should set up good competition. That's what that's all about. That's what fans want. But at the same time, you know, you got to hold things together. And I think we both have been able to do that. Our programs have been able to compete very hard against one another with a lot of emotion. And I think fans appreciate that. But you think that level of winning at the University of Tennessee and Vanderbilt over time, and we're both in this small state, it's not California, it's not Texas, it's not Florida. It's Tennessee, which is a unbelievable state, but they've also produced 2 schools who are producing 2 of the best college baseball programs in the country, and I think that's very special.
Amen to that, Coach. Real quick, you got the final series versus Kentucky. Anything different this week? I'm reading some things how you might be slotted into a top 4 position, but you still approach like you want to win all 3, right?
Yeah, we just want to play good baseball. We want to play better baseball than Kentucky. So they're a very good team. They got done sweeping Oklahoma, very dangerous. And last year they won the SEC title against us right there on their field. So it's a very good team. They're coached really well. So this will be another real good series. You know, you got your 2 common opponents because every year we'll miss a lot of teams, but we never miss Kentucky and we never miss Tennessee. So you talk about rivalries, you're putting kind of 3 teams together that end up playing one another every single year.
Does it throw things off a little bit not having the Tuesday game like you have, you know, for pretty much the whole season?
Not this week, Chase. It's good we can get this breather right here, because I think that these three games for us, at least anyway, you know, when you go on the road, they were really tough, emotional games. So I'm glad we have that. Plus, we have got graduation this week, so we got a lot of senior events going on. So we can watch our kids graduate on Wednesday. We got a senior event, intimate senior event on Tuesday night. So there's some things that we can do that we don't have to get right back on the field again. But Thursday, we're going to have to be sharp, because that's a really good team we're playing.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and looking forward to the postseason as well. Always appreciate when you come on and talk with us. Congrats on the win.
Thanks, Chase. Thank you, Joe. Good talking
sir.
To you both. Appreciate you having me.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Tim Corbin joining us here on the program. Always enjoy our conversations with Corbs, and